Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto entitled Creation, chapter number 11, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text number 8. Aho Sanatha Bhavata Sma Yad Vayam Travishtapanam Api Duradarshanam Prema Smita Snigdha Nirikshanananam Pashema Rupam Tava Sarva Saubhagam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Aho Sanatha Bhavata Smaya Dvayam Traivishtapanam Apidura Darshanam Premasvita Snigdha Nirikshanananam Pashema Rupam Tavasarva Saubhagam. Aho Sanatha Bhavata Smaya Dvayam Traivishtapanam Apidura Darshanam Premasmita Snigdha Nirikshanananam Pashema Rupam Tavasarva Saubhagam. Aho Sanatha Bhavata Smaya Dvayam Traivishtapanam Apidura Darshanam Premasmita Snigdha Nirikshanananam Pashema Rupam Tava Sarva Saubhagam. Aho Sanatha Bhavata Smaya Dvayam Traivishtapanam Apidura Darshanam Premasmita Snigdha Nirikshanananam Pashema Rupam Tava Sarva Saubhagam. Duradarshanam Premasmita Snigdha Nirikshanananam Pashema Rupam Tava Sarva Saubhagam. Aho Sanathaya Bhavata Smanavayam. ദ്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമ രൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ സനാഥാ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമ രൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ സനാഥാ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം അഹോ സനാഥാ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പ്രേമരൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം സനാഥാ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമരൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ സനാഥ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമരൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ സനാഥാ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമ രൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ സനാഥ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം സ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമ രൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ സനാഥ ഭവതാസ്മയദ്വയം ത്രൈവിഷ്ടപാനാമപി ദൂരദർശനം പ്രേമസ്മിതസ്നിഗ്ധനിരീക്ഷണാനനം പശ്യേമ രൂപം തവ സർവസൗഭഗം അഹോ ഓ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് അവർ ഗുഡ് ലക്ക് സനാഥ ടു ബി അണ്ടർ ദ പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ മാസ്റ്റർ ഭവത ബൈ യുവർ ഗുഡ് സെൽഫ് സ്മ ആസ് വി ഹാവ് ബിക്കം യത് വയം as we are traivishtapanam of the demigods api also dura darshanam very rarely seen ప్రేమస్మిత, స్మైలింగ్ విత్ లవ్, స్నిగ్ధ, అఫెక్షనేట్, నిరీక్షణ ఆనందం, ఫేస్ లుకింగ్ ఇన్ దాట్ మోడ్, పశ్చేమ, లెట్ అస్ లుక్ రూపం, బ్యూటీ, తవ, యువర్, సర్వ, ఆల్, సౌభగం, ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్. Translation and purport by Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation: oh, it is our good luck that we have come again today under your protection, by your presence. For your lordship rarely visits even the denizens of heaven. Now it is possible for us to look into your smiling face, which is full of affectionate glances. We can now see your transcendental form, full of all auspiciousness. Srila Prabhupada's purport: the Lord in His eternal personal form can be seen only by the pure devotees. The Lord is never impersonal, but He is the supreme absolute personality of Godhead, possible to be visited by devotional service face to face, which is impossible to be done even by the denizens of higher planets. When Brahmaji and other demigods want to consult Lord Vishnu, the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, they have to wait on the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu is lying on white land, Shweta Dvipa. This ocean of milk and the Shweta Dvipa planet are the replica of Vaikuntha Loka within the universe. Neither Brahmaji nor the demigods like Indra can enter into this island of Shweta Dvipa, but they can stand on the shore of the ocean of milk and transmit their message to Lord Vishnu, known as Kshurodakshayi Vishnu. Therefore, the Lord is rarely seen by them, but the inhabitants of Dwarka, because of their being pure devotees without any tinge of the material contamination of fruitive activities and empirical philosophical speculation, can see Him face to face by the grace of the Lord. This is the original state of the living entities and can be attained by reviving our natural and constitutional state of life, which is discovered by devotional service only. ఓమ జ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్ జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుర్ ఉన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామహం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. నమాం విష్ణు పాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the beautiful purport that how Krishna's personal form be seen by the devotees, and by the process of devotional service, each one of us, you know, everyone can have that personal audience with Lord Krishna. Krishna has been away from His eternal home, that is Dwarka. You know, He is Dwarkadhish, and he has been away because of the war that is happening, the Kurukshetra. So he has been busy in the world politics. So Krishna had to visit so many different kings, and he had to arrange the army and, you know, in the favor of Pandavas. So he has been away in doing all these activities, because that's one of his, the reasons he comes to this material world, to establish the religious principles. Now, it is just like, you know, sometimes the father is away from the home, he is doing some business, and in the home, the wife is missing the husband, and the children, they are missing the father. And many times, you know, if you have seen on the airports, you know, some person is coming back to home after a long, long time, and the mood of the family members, they're so excited to welcome, you know, the person who is coming back from abroad, from his business trip. And the children are so excited. And when they see the father, you know, after a long time, they run and they're, you know, so eager to embrace the father. So in such a way, you know, this is the kind of mood all these Dwarkavasis have. And Krishna, you know, before even reaching the borders of Dwarka, you know, he started blowing his conch shell, you know, just to let them know in advance that now the waiting time is over. Now, you know, it's been so many days and rather months that Krishna is away, and now it's time to reunite. As soon as all the devotees heard the sound of that conch shell, Panchajanya, right, that is Krishna's conch shell. As soon as they heard, they immediately understood that Krishna is coming, and they all became so happy. And Prabhupada also mentions in previous chapter what was their state of mind when Krishna was away. So Prabhupada uses the word melancholy. You know, they were having this sadness. Melancholy basically is a state of mind when it's internal sadness. It may not be shown on your face. Like, there is a type of sadness which will be shown on your face, you know, like something happens, someone has lost something very precious to him or someone. That person, you know, the tears will come out, or, you know, naturally his face will be very morose, and person can understand, oh, this person is going through a huge crisis. But this melancholy nature, it is also called as the mood of separation, right? Vipralamba. So that is actually a divine ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada mentions that actually separation in the spiritual world is ecstasy. Even this type of anxiety, or in this type of separation, which in this material world, the perverted reflection is too much of pain. Like when in this world people are separated, they go through immense pain. Like a child who is, you know, sometimes he has to stay away from the parents, because nowadays parents work, so the child has to go through that separation. The child is so, you know, shattered many times, thinking when are they going to come back, and the child starts to feel a longing of separation, and naturally he starts to feel very sad. In the spiritual world, that separation rather brings the devotee and the Lord, they come very close. Actually, the internal meditation of the devotee increases many, many fold when he is in the separation. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna puts the devotees in separation. Like even Mother Yashoda, she is the highest top class devotee. She is the mother of Lord Sri Krishna. And Bhagavatam describes that, you know, Nandha kim akkarod brahman shreya eva mahabhavan, shreya eva mahajan. Nanda Maharaj has been described as mahajan, Yashodacha mahabhaga papav yasya stanam hari. So Yashoda Maharani, she always had the association of Krishna. But as long as Krishna started walking and he started, you know, mingling with his friends, then he started to go out and he would play outside for hours. And here, now Mother Yashoda, she also starts to feel separation. That, you know, something we cannot understand. How can mother of Krishna, she also is given separation by the arrangement of Yoga Maya. So that's how Yoga Maya, the name itself is Yoga means union, and Maya is like the illusion. So the type of illusion that actually brings the devotee and Krishna very close, that is the Yoga Maya. Now, you know, in this case, especially all the citizens of Dwarka, they are in melancholy nature. That means they are performing their external tasks regularly, you know, without any change as such. But inside, you know, they have a meditation. They have a kind of, you know, so much of longing, so much of separation they are feeling inside. And that's what Srila Prabhupada, you know, has been mentioning in the previous purports. Now, when Krishna came, they all have become very happy because now they can see again the beautiful smiling face of Lord Shri Krishna. Prema smita snigdha nirikshanananam. And the love is very thick, snigdha. You know, that's why they are having so much of love. That love is very thick, that's why they have so much of longing. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the spiritual world, the relationship can be sambhoga, that is union, that means Krishna will be with you face to face. Like there are so many pastimes, you know, with so many devotees that Krishna is there, personally present. But at that time, some other devotees are not there, personally present. So they are in separation. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that the spiritual world is designed in such a way that the duality principle, you know, still exists, but it always increases the love and affection and pleasure and happiness. You know, it goes on increasing. And in the material world, you know, happiness and distress both ultimately cause distress. Like right now, somebody may be very happy that, you know, I got this thing. For example, somebody may find something precious and he may feel very happy. But one day that thing is going to be lost. Either this person is going to leave his body or the thing will be stolen. Or, you know, somehow that thing, he has to somehow go through the separation. So that's how in the material world the duality is created in such a way that ultimately the pleasure and pain both cause pain in the end, ultimately. Any relationship you can take, the relationship, you know, between any two persons, ultimately it will cause a lot of pain, ultimately. You know, either one of them, you know, either the relationship will break, and if the relationship is perfect, everything is going, you know, picture perfect, everything is nice, still by the, you know, time factor, ultimately that relationship will be broken, or one of them will have to, you know, leave the body, leave the world, and then the relationship will be forcibly taken away. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that that's the difference. In the spiritual world, the difference, you know, the duality actually enhances the pleasure of everyone, including Krishna and all the devotees. And in the material world, ultimately, everything leads to frustration or pain. Now, the first line of this verse, Aho sanatha bhavata smayadvayam. Sanatha, that's a beautiful word. Nath means master, right? Shri Nath means the master of Mother Lakshmi. You know, there are many words like Radha Nath. Nath means the master of Radharani. So that's many Krishna's names. So Sanatha, and there is something called Anatha. Anatha means someone who doesn't have a master. That means, like many times in the world, if a child doesn't have parents, then he is called anath, you know, because he doesn't have anyone to take care of. And Sarnath, now these, all the devotees of Dwarka, now when they see Krishna, you know, back, now they can see his beautiful form again. Now they are saying, now we feel like Sanath. Now we feel like we have a master. Otherwise, we were thinking like they were so much in helpless condition internally, as if anatha. So that is also one of the important points in this verse. And later on, Srila Prabhupada mentions how the audience to Lord Krishna, how it is difficult even to the demigods. Now, somebody may ask, like, why Krishna spends so much time on the earthly planet, like in Vrindavan or Dwarka? Why he is here and not in the heavenly planets, where there is so much pleasure? Krishna can have good time in the heavenly planets, right? So why doesn't he spend so much time in the heavenly planets? So the answer given by Srila Prabhupada in 6th canto, Srila Prabhupada mentions how there are distinctions even within the devotees of Lord Krishna. The devotional service, the devotees basically, which are sakam, those devotees who have some desire for material benefit, they are not considered as the top class devotees. Rather, the nishkama devotees, as the devotees of Vrindavan or Dwarka, they are called nishkam because they do not expect anything out of the love that they are offering to Lord Krishna. Their devotional service is not polluted by any material contamination, any material desire. So that's why Krishna loves that type of love, that type of affection. And, you know, that's why he spends time in Vrindavan, because all the devotees are nishkam devotees. In the heavenly planets, of course, the demigods are devotees, but they are sakam devotees. Means, like, for example, when some demon, you know, comes and the demigods, they feel threatened that their position is in danger. You know, sometimes the heavenly planets are taken over by the demons. Then, you know, the devotees, the sakam devotees in the heavenly planets, they become very serious. It's called fair weather devotees. Fair weather devotee means that today the weather is very good, and you know, my health is also very good. I have not fought with my wife, so today I will go to the temple because my business is going well. So people, they have a checklist. If you know, everything is fine, my business is going good, there is no trouble, you know, from the kids, if this is, you know, all these things are there, then I will become a serious devotee of Krishna. So that's like everyone has a type of checklist. They are called fair weather devotees. That means I will give my best, I am your devotee, Krishna, don't worry, I am your devotee, but only if everything is going good. If something is not good, then the first person you will keep on hold is Krishna. That's called fair weather devotee. So we have to be very careful not to be fair weather devotee. Because many of the devotees in the heavenly planets, they are enjoying so much of material opulence, and ultimately that's why they are also devotees, because they get a lot of control and they get a lot of opulence, a lot of sense enjoyment. So that's how they keep. Krishna likes that type of devotion too, but he doesn't really prefer that. So that's why Krishna spends so much time on the earthly planet, in the Vrindavan, and with the pure devotees who have the highest love to be shared. And Krishna is like the Supreme Father, and all the devotees are like the children. So Krishna likes to give the best to them. And many times, out of love, Krishna lets the devotee excel even himself. Like, for example, Lord Sri Ram, you know, when Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, that time, Hanuman was the one who could jump over this ocean. You know, he went all the way. And he, you know, met Mother Sita and he said that, "Don't worry, Lord Sri Ram is coming." And when he came back, Lord Sri Ram said that, "You can jump, you are so powerful, but for me, I need the bridge." So, Setu Bandhan. How can the devotee, that is Hanuman, he can do something that Lord Sri Ram, he is saying, you know, that I need a bridge. So, sometimes it appears that devotee is excelling even God, even Krishna. For example, in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur would chant 300,000 names of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant 100,000. So sometimes Krishna gives so much facility and sometimes Krishna gives so much of excellence to the devotee and it appears that devotee is excelling so much. Like in the case of Srila Prabhupada, what Srila Prabhupada did, nobody has ever been able to achieve something like this. Like if 50, 60 years back, if somebody would have told that there will be devotees from all different ethnicities, different countries, they will come together and chant the names of Lord Shri Krishna together in one place, it would have been just a joke or it would have been just a dream. But what Srila Prabhupada, he actually did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he did not, you know, do all the worldwide preaching. He did not come out of India, but he empowered Srila Prabhupada. So sometimes we see that devotees are excelling even God. Sometimes it appears by the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. So Krishna likes to empower the devotees who are completely nishkam, nishkapat, nispriha. Those devotees who do not have any material desires, those who do not take devotional service as some business transaction. So such devotees, Krishna easily, he likes to, you know, facilitate them more and more and more. Like one time, Srila Prabhupada was talking to some of his disciples in the Juhu temple. When the temple was being built and it was not completely ready, but on the top floor, you know, the work was still going on. Srila Prabhupada was talking with some of his disciples. And that time, one person came whose name was Mr. Mota. He was a big, big businessman. As soon as this person came there, Srila Prabhupada said that this person, Mr. Mota, he is such a big businessman of India, of the world. So Srila Prabhupada started glorifying him. But that time, this businessman, Mr. Mota, he said, "Prabhupada, I am nothing. The biggest businessman that has ever been is you. Because you came to America with only 40, 50 rupees. That's all you had. You had no contacts, you know. You had no initial investment as such. So if you think in that perspective, you were all alone. Single-handedly you went, you know, outside India and you started this huge organization, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And now you have so many different temples. You have, you know, you started your business with only 30, 40 rupees, but right now you have 30, 40 crores of rupees. So you are the best businessman." That's what he said to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada laughed. And he immediately said, "So why don't you join my business?" So that was Srila Prabhupada's mood, that immediately Srila Prabhupada would preach right away. And that's what we should all learn. We should understand that it is Srila Prabhupada who has, you know, created this all facilities, created ISKCON and so many temples, so much of facility, you know. There is nothing that you cannot do that is, you know, devotional. Any devotional activity, anything you want to do, all the facility has been given through the medium of ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada. So it is said that, you know, many gurus, they give philosophy. Philosophy is very important. The real job of spiritual master is to give philosophy. But with philosophy, Srila Prabhupada has given facility also. That is something that is, you know, much, much more important. Because only philosophy won't really, you know, materialize anything. But Srila Prabhupada's greatness is that along with philosophy, he has given the facility. So it's not that only Prabhupada is telling that this is what you should do. Srila Prabhupada is also giving the facility. That's so much more compassion from his part. So Srila Prabhupada's expectation from each one of us is to join his business completely, wholeheartedly, and not be like fair weather devotees. And that's what we see, that when Lord Sri Ram came, Lord Sri Ram could have said to all the monkeys that, you know, Hanuman and Jambuan, all of you monkeys, don't worry about anything. This Ravan, he is nothing. Ravan is a demon, he is very powerful, but don't worry. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. I reside in the heart of everyone. So I am in the heart of Ravana. I'll just block some of his arteries and cause him heart attack and he'll die. But Lord Sri Ram did not say that. Because the main business of Krishna, the main business of the pure representatives of Lord Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada, is to create the devotional service facility. So that's why Lord Sri Ram is behaving just like a common human being. He is facilitating Hanuman. You know, you go and you perform this Herculean task. You go, you take all the credit. You know, you perform devotional service. By looking at you, you know, thousands and thousands of the future generations will be inspired to do something just like what you did. So that's the mood. That's why Lord Sri Ram, he is rather giving them an opportunity. Even though all of them are monkeys, they have no, you know, so much of qualification in material calculation. But still, Lord Sri Ram is accepting all the service. The same way, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could have preached all over the world. He could have made everyone into pure devotees. And he could have taken everyone back home. Srila Prabhupada one time he said the same thing, that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is our hero. He could have preached all over the world. He could have, you know, taken everyone back home. But he is not, he has not done that because he wants to give us service. Just like Lord Sri Ram, he wants to give the service to all the monkeys, the same way, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are giving service to all of us so that we get an opportunity to perform some service in this mission. Like we can also give out some books. We can also get some opportunity to speak a few words about Krishna. And in that way, we also take our own share. That's like joining the business of the spiritual master or joining the business of Lord Krishna. All the five Pandavas, they made Krishna's business as their own business. Because Krishna said that dharma samsthapanarthaya. That's why I have come here. Sambhavami yuge yuge. So that's the motive. So that time Arjuna was saying that I cannot fight. You know, it's very difficult for me to fight, rather I will take sannyas. Now, if Srila Prabhupada would have heard this, sannyas? Okay. Prabhupada would have been so happy. But Krishna said no sannyas. Because Krishna's mission is dharma samsthapanarthaya. So joining Krishna's business that time is doing what he is expecting. Now, Srila Prabhupada, you know, right now, our direct person to be followed is Srila Prabhupada or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now his mission is to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, to give this gift, the most precious gift of Krishna consciousness, to everyone. And that's why we have to join their business and take our own share. You know, as much as we can, we should do this activity of preaching. So I'll stop here. Anybody has any questions or comments?
Thank you very much for the mindful class, Prabhu. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada was saying that only the pure devotees, they can see the transcendental form of Lord Krishna. 5,000 years ago, when Lord Krishna came to this material world, there are many demons. They have also seen the forms of Lord Krishna. Is that means the forms of Lord Krishna seen by the demons is not transcendental form? Because the demons, they are considering Lord Krishna is one of them. Can you make clarify it?
Yoga Maya, the way the pastimes of Krishna happen is by the medium of Yoga Maya. So Yoga Maya arranges all the different pastimes, and all the characters in Krishna's pastimes, they see Krishna according to their own mood. So even the demons that we are hearing about, those demons are not ordinary living entities. Those demons, they have performed many great activities in the past. But, you know, some of them have been cursed to be liberated in that fashion. So they are born into a particular family with a particular consciousness, a particular chitta vritti, that is it called. Like, with that mood they are born many times. And that's why we see, like, in the beginning, like Putana, she was a sister of Bali. She was like, you know, she, when in the previous birth, when she saw Vamandev taking away all the possessions, in the beginning when she saw the beautiful form of Vamandev, she felt that, oh, he's so beautiful, you know, and he was like a dwarf, you know, little Brahmin boy. She felt that, I wish I could be able to feed my breast milk to this Vamandev. She felt that, oh, I wish I would have been mother of this beautiful boy. In the beginning, that's what she thought. And then Vamandev disclosed all the pastimes, he took away everything. And then she also had animosity. She felt, oh, this person is Lord Vishnu, and he has cheated my brother, taken away everything. So the second time the desire was, I wish I could be able to kill this boy. So Krishna fulfilled both the desires. And there are many demons who come from the previous life like that. Like Lord Shiva cursed three of the servants of Mother Parvati, you know, and then they become, I guess, Trunavarta and I think Bakasur. And one more. So those three brothers, they were cursed and they came like that. So yeah, so those demons also, they are not ordinary living entities. They have performed the task, but then they also have some impurities, some envy for God. So yeah, it's very difficult to understand how Yoga Maya picks up a particular living entity and uses that living entity's past karma or like past activities, and also there are some many, many factors involved, and that's how the pastimes of Lord Krishna are arranged. Many, many factors are there. So, of course, the form is the same. When the devotees see, they see with the, you know, ointment of love. That's how they see. But when the demons see, they have envy somehow. That's why they cannot see, or rather they cannot appreciate the beautiful form of Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Achcha.
So, thank you, Prabhu, for sharing the nice realizations. One of the points you made about, setting up an example through a devotee which can inspire generations. So in this regard, actually, I was visiting India past summer. One of the places I visited was about 1,200 years ago. There was a devotee called Seth Sagarsa and his son, Chelaya, like 5 or 6 years old boy. So Lord comes and tests him to the extent which is very difficult to digest, to the extent that he and his wife has to kill his son and grind his flesh and offer him as, his food. To that extent, he tests him. And I was, when I heard that, when I was a little kid, I was hearing these stories, and it was kind of, how can the Lord be so hard-hearted that he can, test to that extent? But we can see, why, he knows already that, this devotee is going to pass this test.
Yeah.
And, to inspire generations, even after 1,000 years, 1,200 years, people go there and see, what Lord did,
What's the name?
It's a place called Bilkhan. It's nearby Junagadh. It's about 15 kilometers from
Junagadh. What's the name of the person?
The name of the person is Seth Sagarsa. He was a Vanik devotee.
We can see that. Jesus Christ, you can see what he had to go through. We cannot even imagine something like that, Prahlad Maharaj, what he had to go through, we cannot imagine. Every day there was a calamity, and that calamity was death personified, was standing right there. And if we think, like, how can Lord Vishnu be so hard-hearted that Prahlad is 5-year-old, 5-year-old are like little babies, they are completely dependent on the love of mother and father, and the same father wants to kill this little baby Prahlad. But, it's very, the good point that you made is Krishna also knows who is going to stand up for that test. So Krishna won't really put someone in such difficulty unless Krishna knows that he's going to come out victorious. So Krishna has many motives, He sometimes makes a living entity as instrumental to teach a large class of men. So otherwise, every day Lord Vishnu, it's like Lord Vishnu is saying that, my dear Prahlad, I am so happy with you that every day I will send you a big calamity. Every day. But Prahlad Maharaj, he came out victorious. And that's the main thing to be taken, that ultimately Krishna's protection for the devotee is ultimate victorious. Krishna's protection and the devotee's love for Krishna. And that's how the pastimes take place. And ultimately for us to learn that if we also depend on Krishna, if we also trust Krishna, and if we also keep our complete faith in the pure representatives of Lord Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada, if we completely invest our faith in Srila Prabhupada, then we will also be rewarded in the same fashion. Krishna will give his, all love and affection to us also. So that's how we should learn, and we should be very serious about devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.